So the first thing to mention, last night after the Mass, we had a nice group that stayed, and we pointed out that there is a insert in the bulletin. Father Justin, I think, mentioned that. And the insert was put together by the parish council, so please read it very carefully, two-sided. And it's basically in response to the listening session questions that were raised back in October. So that's that piece of the entire update. Otherwise, as far as the updates go, there's a few things to share with you, right? The first thing that I'm just going to mention is that for those who came to the listening sessions, there was a kind of a long list of things that we wanted to do here in the church that we talked about for people's reactions to. So those things included redoing the carpeting right away and putting tile up here. They included fixing the organ. They included changing the lights to a different style of fixture and putting different bulbs in that are more energy efficient. All that was in the proposal. And after listening to the comments and feedback about it and praying about our whole overall budget situation, what we said was, in light of all the other campus repairs that we have to do, we're not going to do the bigger things in this space, the higher cost items. So we're going to leave the carpet. We're going to leave the lights. We're not going to work on the organ. So those things are off the table for the near future. Maybe one day we'll come back to that, but for right now, we're not going to do that. And we'll get a little bit later on to what else is happening on the rest of the campus, which will tell you why we want to save money for bigger things, which have to be done pretty soon. But in the church, so we are doing some things, because what people said was, on the question of the tabernacle, they said, yes, if you can find a way to move it in a way that's relatively inexpensive, then please do so whenever you want. So it's already moved, as you can see. If you weren't at the listening sessions, the reason it's moving is because in 2001, when we did the most recent church renovation here, the documents from Rome and from the Archdiocese that govern how church spaces are put together basically said you could have the tabernacle either in a private devotional space or you could have it in the sanctuary. Both of them were acceptable, and there was at the time an archdiocesan bias for a devotional space. Now, in the last 16 years, those documents have changed, especially with the new instruction on the missal and some other updates from Rome. They said that now, really, it could be in the sanctuary or devotional space, preference for the sanctuary. In Milwaukee, the Archbishop has said that if a church, if a parish is going to do any work in the church at all that's substantial, at that point, the tabernacle has to go back to the sanctuary. He wants it in the sanctuary. So he hasn't said that too loudly, but he's made known to the priest that's what's on his mind. And so did he make me move the tabernacle? He did not. Did he say we had to do something here? He did not. But I know looking at the documents, the preference is moving back in the realm of putting the tabernacle back up in the front. So that's what we are going to do. It's there now because we had to leave this space free to build a new base for the tabernacle. Okay. So I'll come back to that in a second, but that's moving, all right? The ambry, the place of the sacred oils, we talked about that back in the fall. The oil cabinet is gone. The oils are being kept in the sacristy right now in the back. Where the tabernacle is now, when it's out of there, hopefully soon, we're going to build into that little half wall a niche about so big and so high to put the three oils into on a very nice little stone shelf with wood paneling behind it, and a glass front that locks, and a light inside of it, quite likely. So that'll be our new ambry. The old one was broken and wasn't secure and couldn't lock, and so it needed to go. So that'll be done at a very, very minimal cost. Russ, our maintenance person, is going to do that. The font we had talked about has some things that are not working right with it, the controls being one. We fixed the controls already. So that's done. And then on the front three sides of it, along the bottom, all the wood is rotting from 15 years of, you know, water underneath of it. So we're going to take off the front three panels and replace it with some sort of a kind of stony surface that's not going to be having difficulty with water. That we're working on right now, but that should not cost a lot of money. That's an easy fix. So ambry and font, that is that. We also did a lot of talking at the listening session about the pews in the church and the fact that maybe we could do some rearranging of the space. because more and more people tell us that if they come with walkers or wheelchairs or just special needs kinds of equipment, there's no great place to put them. They're out in the aisle, they think they might be in the way, it's not really good hospitality. So we have asked the company in Milwaukee that sold us the kneelers to come back up here and to look at our pews and help us do a little reconfiguring to see perhaps we can do some more handicap-friendly seating in some different parts of the church. The codes that govern these things tell us that what you don't want to do is just make one area that's only for people with those kind of needs, because then they're not really welcome into the assembly, right? So we'd rather have the chance all throughout the room to have people be a part of the regular worship space. So the proposal goes kind of like this. One thing we've noticed is that we're very tight by the music area over there, and since we're not going to be redoing the organ, it's going to stay like it is, we're probably going to take out the front three, possibly four pews over there and just open up the space for better traffic flow, and that will become one area where people with wheelchairs or special needs can possibly be. And we'll find a way to put some signage and things that indicates what that is for. And then we're probably also going to go along and we're going to take out the front pew in each section and move these screens back one to open up more room along the front for funerals. When there's a casket here, it's kind of tight. For extra room during the communion pattern, because it gets kind of tight if two people help out with communion in one spot, so it'll open it up. And then we're going to take the shorter pews that we remove and go about halfway back and swap them out with a longer one to make spaces in the off the aisles, basically. That's the easiest way to open up room in the church for code, right? So I just want Stempers to help us look at how that's going to be done, if it meets code, if we need to make little signs, whatever. So that's in the works for the next couple of months. So we'll lose one pew in the front, basically, and a couple spaces here and there, but in general it won't change seating a whole lot. But I hope it will make it more friendly for people who have that particular concern in life, and they can be welcomed here in our assembly, right? So those are the pews. So that's the Father, the Amber, the pews. We are going to purchase new hymnals. That's been in the works for a little while, and we're going to fold that cost into other things happening around here in the next several months. These hymnals are about as old as the renovation itself, so again, 15, 16 years. It's time for new ones in our worship life. And we're also going to purchase two new screens so that we can continue to, when we have to in here, show videos and do presentations and whatnot. This is really like one of our easiest large meeting rooms on the campus, because it's instantly chairs set up, if you will. And so to show things in here once in a while is helpful. That one is permanently gone. It fell apart about a year ago. This one, we realized 2 weeks ago, has also died. And so they're at the end of their life, and it makes some sense. So the estimate that we got to replace them both and also move some wires, because we're going to push them a little further that way on each side to get them out from under the strong lights that they're behind, is about $4,000 total, which is not bad for that kind of equipment, actually. So we'll probably do that. So that, hymnals, font, ambry, pews, and then back to the tabernacle. Okay, the question is, what exactly does that mean? The existing tabernacle was sitting back there for 15, 16 years on the old base, which was the baptismal font original to the church, and used to be right back there in front of the glass doors in a sunken area in the floor. That was our baptistry. And then in the renovation 16 years ago, they moved the font back there, made a cap for it, put the tabernacle on it, and that's what was our chapel. The first thought was to move that entire thing up here right under the crucifix until we realized how heavy it was. Russ figures it weighs about 2,500 pounds. And so our thought was, well, can we reinforce the floor up here to take that kind of weight? Some people here said, yes, you can. We parked trucks on this thing when we were redoing the church. Others said, no, that would be a lot of work. But Russ even said, how am I going to get out of there without cracking the tile? How are you going to get it up here? Because he had to move it. I won't describe it, but it was a process. So we decided to build a new base up here and put the old one on top of it, basically. So what Russ is doing is constructing right now an octagon, an eight-sided base that matches this kind of wood with this kind of stone as a trim. And we're going to keep the old top just like it was, the old tabernacle just like it was, and just park it on a new wood base. So the height will be the same as it was back there. It'll sit right beneath the crucifix, and it'll be about as tall as the Ambo, give or take. Okay, so that's where it's going to wind up. He hopes to have that done by the end of February. The wood is on order, and the stone is, we're working on that, so that shouldn't be too complicated, hopefully. Then that leaves the space back there, which right now is decorated by a 2x4. So I mean, there you have it, right? So we what we want to do is take the carpet out of there. We've already begun. That's how we got the thing out of there in the first place. And we did realize that when we took it up that the floor beneath that where it was sitting is cracked a little bit. And so we're going to do some repairs on the flooring itself. We want to put tile in there of the same kind of dimensions as this white tile, but probably a different color to make a contrast. We will take all the wallpaper and the walls off there in the back, and we'll paint those walls. There are some parish members who have offered to do that for us without charging, which is very nice of them. We'll leave the window just like it is. And then where the tabernacle was, right in the exact same spot, we are going to put a statue of the Sacred Heart, which I've already found. There's one in Milwaukee, which is reasonably priced and easy to restore. It's in good shape. It's my height, so if you imagine just me kind of standing back there in gold. No. Me in gold. It's about my height, so we're going to paint it simply like an off-white kind of cream, and we'll trim it in gold so it's very simple, not going to stand out a lot, because in this church that would be a better way to do a statue paint job. And then, so spatially, what the tabernacle occupied will be occupied now by a statue. And then on this wall over here, where the risen Christ was, which used to be up here in the front many years ago, we're going to put a Divine Mercy image, the classical one that we are all used to these days. And we're going to line it back there with votive candles. So on this wall for sure, and maybe some on this wall. So we'll increase our candle usage. That's where there has to be tile, especially because you don't want that on carpet. And then about halfway up the wall over the candles, we'll have to put something other than just paint that's a hard surface because of the candles by it. So we're working on what the options are for that. And someone also gave me a few years ago some relics that were in their possession that belong to the parish now, and they should be on display. So we're building a case for the relics. They're going to go back there too. Okay. So to be a devotional area. How much it will cost, I don't know, only because last night after this presentation, some folks came forward and offered to put the tile in at their own time and their own expense, basically. So that would bring the cost down a lot if they could do that. If we pay an outside person to put the tile in, so that's probably like $6,000-$8,000, I'm guessing. So we'll see. But the point is, all the moving around in here that I just described, chapel, pews, ambry, whatever, we're not going to spend a lot of money up here. There'll be simple changes, important ones, but not expensive ones. And the council all said, let's do all that now first. It's easy work. It's wintertime work for us. We'll get it out of the way. It's not a lot of money. We can get some simple donations for it because the next round after here is going to be the bigger repairs we talked about at those listening sessions. We'll tell you more about those things coming up soon, but to give you an idea now, just so you know what's coming, we have put together a 3-year repair proposal for the campus, which includes in the school replacing all of the wall unit heaters in every classroom, replacing the boiler in the school, replacing all the windows, all the exterior doors, all the interior lights with LEDs, replacing the middle school roof, all those things between now and like 2019 in different phases. Okay, up here we'll do work on the roof and the church, soffits especially, repairing the canopies down below, and work on the exterior lighting around the parking lots for LEDs and just better controls than we have right now. So that's kind of, those are big ticket items, and it's several $100,000, as you might imagine, to do all those things. But I do think the plan we put together will work. And in terms of financing of the entire thing, we'll explain that some more in a couple of months or so. But we did hear at the listening sessions, we don't want a big capital campaign. So we went back and thought it through a little bit. And essentially, we're going to do a little mixed approach of a little mini appeal, some refinancing, some other budget restructuring, and all that together will help us over 3 years pay for, I think, all these things without a lot of difficulty. But it will mean a little extra contribution from the parish. That's just how these things work. But I think it's manageable for a place our size and given our debt load and everything else. So that's what's all coming down the road. So with all that going down the hill in our school, which is important to us, this is the easy stuff up here and the inexpensive stuff. Okay. So that's kind of the spiel. Do you have any questions that you have about anything that I said? Yep.
What size will the tabernacle base and so forth be? And how high?
If you can picture the, she asked how big is the base going to be? If you can picture the dimensions of the other one, it's the same. So I think on. So on me, that ledge it rested on came up to about here, so it's going to be about there. So the base is from here down, and enough to fill in the entire circle, so in an octagon. So it's about,
It's going to be an octagon. It's not going to be something that will go with the normal curve of the.
Yeah, because it's hard to make curved wood, as you understand. It can be done, but the thing is, the top is a circle, so we're trying to fit the top. We're reusing the same top. Right. It's because it matches all this marble and everything. So, good question. The old base is sitting back there. We don't know what to do with it exactly. We are going to ask Miller Monument if they will take it off of our hands and see if they have any creative uses for it. But otherwise, we're still not sure what to do with it, per se. So we'll see. Any other questions? Opportunities, we can do that. I think maybe when we have finalized what we're actually going to do, then we can put out there what might be helpful for folks to do. People have already spoken for taking off the wallpaper and painting it, which is probably the easiest job. The rest of it, if they lay the tile, then that would really be a lot of it, actually. The pews, I think we'll have stempers have to move because of the potential code things, but we'll see. And the relic. Yeah. No, we'll make it known. What may end up happening is that as you get further along in the school, there might be more things to do down there for volunteers, because not on the list is anything with paint, anything with repairing simple cabinet work and things like that, which you wanted to do, but we just left it off. Those would be prime things for people who wanted to do things at some point. So we'll keep our eye on something like that.
Father, would you mind mentioning to that? So many of the people here have worked on the rummage sale, so they know that we are donating a good portion over there.
Sure, yeah. The rummage sale leadership, thank you, Mary Krieger, have kindly agreed to offer $3,000, I want to say it is, toward the work back there, which is a great gift. Others have come forward as well and offered money toward the tabernacle base and the other expenses. So we're getting some of that paid for, which is very helpful. If anybody here has an interest in helping to pay for the statue and the mercy image and the candle stands, let me know. Those are easy things to do, the relic case, you know. So, but thank you for that. Is that what you wanted me to mention or anything else?
Yes, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
What are the relics?
I can't remember who they all are. We have one or two Mother Cabrini. I think we have an apostle in there. There's like four or five different saints. And I've handed those off to the person who's going to be coordinating the work and building the case. So, but they were given to somebody who was a parish member who gave them to me. And they all have papers with them, so they're all authenticated. So it's kind of neat to have those things around. But they shouldn't be in my office drawer, frankly. So they're going to go out here. But yeah. Any other questions? Yep.
Is there an artistic background group who is doing this planning?
The Prayer and Worship Committee is the one who's going to sign off on the chapel design. Russ is building the base of the tabernacle.
Who's Russ?
Our maintenance person. So he's a woodworker, and he's just going to match the furniture that's up here, because it would look really odd to have something that doesn't really fit with the rest of this furnishing. So if you could picture the same walnut veneer with the stonework, it's going to look just like that. So. Oh, and I think we're going to probably stay in the presider's chair, too, to match these things, too. I haven't gotten around to that part yet. But low gluten hosts, by the way. We will still make those available, and that process will go a lot better once it's Tabernacle's in its final spot. But long story short, if anybody needs low-gluten hosts going forward, they should make themselves the last one in line to the priest. And then when everybody else is gone, we'll just walk up to the altar and pick up the low-gluten container, come down and give out, and then put back. That's the easiest way, I think, to do it. So as you listen for folks who have that concern and need, tell them we are thinking about them. And then when this is finally moved, it'll be an easy process for them to be able to utilize. Jim, Marie, anything you could think of? Or? Okay. Well, thanks for your time. I don't know if Dave, if you, or Lisa, maybe, or Paul, anything you could think of that, no? Okay. It's exciting. These are good things to do. And as time passes, look for little things to change. And then we will have details out soon about the fundraising piece, I assure you. So, but that's coming pretty quick. Okay? But thank you very much, and blessings on the rest of your day.